people.
Circuses on the air.
Professor,
sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the first time in 6 seasons, it's one goal team. The World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need a standing host.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Well, good morning, Mr. Schwann.
Well, hello.
Here we are in the middle of the night once again.
The 4th of July.
It was. I literally took some really good quality time disconnected from every part of my world off, and now I'm paying for it, of course. Isn't that what happens?
Yes, I found that out myself when
you
disconnected last month.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. How you been, buddy?
Oh, okay. All right. Busy. You know, a lot of things going on in the summer. Yesterday we had the pleasure of, as we always do at this time of year, going out and covering the start of the Mackinac race.
Yeah, I saw that.
109th Mackinac race.
Yeah.
So I was out on a boat. It was not a pleasure cruise yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a little adventure on our boat with mechanical problems.
Oh.
But I mean, nothing bad. We were all fine. But wouldn't you think, me having done this for a while, that I would have remembered sunscreen?
Oh, no.
No.
Did you get toasted?
So I'm a lobster this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
My
oh,
fault.
Man.
My
yeah,
fault.
It happens. It happens. It happens.
Yes,
what a beautiful day.
It really was. Yeah. It was a marvelous day. And we will be tracking things to see who comes in when.
Very cool.
You know, some of these boats are so fast that they left, the last round left at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And they may make it up there sometime late tonight.
Wow.
And that's 333 miles.
Yeah, that's pretty
on a sailboat.
Yeah. Wow. Late tonight yet.
Late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are the serious ones.
Yeah.
These are the ones that are really intense about it.
And are you going to continue to report on this throughout the day?
We'll find out how things are going.
Good.
There's a really cool app called Yellow Brick where you can track these boats. You can actually zero in on a specific boat.
Wow.
Where you go onto the Yellow Brick site. Type in the name of the boat if you know it, and it will tell you where it is.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Technology today, Dave. That's awesome. That's awesome. Very cool. Very cool.
So.
Yes.
Good to have you back in.
Yeah, nice to be here, man. I feel like it's been forever since when I was walking up the side of the building last night. I was like, wow, it's been a couple weeks since I've been here. But we had a great show. We got a great show planned next week, too, and all kinds of good stuff. But I'll tell you, we've got all kinds of good little history bites here. 1829, William Austin Burt patents the typewriter. And when I thought about what audio clip best illustrates a typewriter that people would know, let's listen to this one. This is right off the top of your head.
That is Leroy Anderson's The Typewriter.
That is Jerry Lewis.
But the music
is the music
Leroy,
is.
But
yeah,
it's the Jerry Lewis bit. Yeah,
yeah, it's the Jerry Lewis bit, which I just love, man. I gotta tell you, that's a classic to me. 1873, Louis Pasteur received a patent for the manufacturing of beer and the treatment of yeast. So this is the most classic beer commercial I could come up with.
When you say bark, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say bark, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say bark.
Now, who was the big spokesperson for Budweiser in the 70s?
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a lot of those voiceover.
He did. Oh, yeah.
The voiceover work for Budweiser. I like the Hams commercial, too.
Yeah,
from the
I
land
too.
Of sky blue
yep,
waters.
Yep, yep.
But that Bud spot, that's got to go back 40 years
no,
now.
Absolutely. It is 40. It's 43 years old. That's exactly right. 1904, the ice cream cone was created during the St. Louis World's Fair, 1904, by Charles Menchie's. And you know what? I'm just realizing this now. There's an ice cream chain called Menchie's out
well,
there.
Well, it makes sense.
I wonder
sense.
If that's him. I never even, because it's like almost like a Japanese animation kind of looking place.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they're honoring
Where
him.
Is it?
Well, there was one in Park Ridge, but now there's a few of them all
Park
over
Ridge.
Chicagoland. Yeah, there was in Park Ridge, yeah. 1913, Billboard publishes its earliest known bestsellers. It was called Last Week's 10 Bestsellers instead of the Top 100 we call it today. The popular song of the day was Melinda's Wedding Day.
Never heard of it.
It was on a 78. It was very scratchy sounding.
Does it say who did it?
No. It just says what the popular song was. This week it's Despacito? Is that what
Despacito.
It is? Despacito. Despacito, right?
Yeah, Despacito.
Who is it by? Louis who? Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Big change from Melinda's Wedding Day.
Yeah.
Despacito, yeah, is number one this week. 1925, and I know you know a lot about this one, Dave. The monkey trial ends. John Scopes found guilty of teaching Darwinism. The trial predated television, of course, but radio was there from July 13th through August 21st. WGN Radio provided live coverage of this trial in 1925 directly from the courtroom in Dayton, Tennessee, across the country.
And the microphone that they used is right outside this door here, outside the newsroom.
Yeah, that's
it's in the display case that yeah. you as you come into this area, the studio area. Yes, 1925. That was my far-flung forecast last week. Dayton,
oh, was
Tennessee.
It? Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I'm astounded by the fact that in 1925, you know, radio was new. Not everybody had a telephone
no.
in the country, but they figured out not only a live broadcast via telephone, that was the only way to do it, from Dayton, Tennessee, which is a rather rural area. It's not really close to, you know, a bigger city like a Nashville
sure,
or a
right,
Memphis.
Right.
It's in the southeastern part of the state in a rural district, and it had to be the logistics of putting that together must have been amazing.
$1,000 a day it cost WGN in 1925. You realize how much money that would be today.
Colonel McCormick writing $1,000
yeah,
checks.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't even get water down here in the studio.
But they also put together a network, at least a Midwestern
they did.
Stations.
Mm-hmm.
Which may have been the beginnings of what we used to call the mutual broadcasting
That's
system.
Right. That's right. And your colleague, Quinn Ryan, was doing the reporting.
I wish there was some. Yeah, I knew him well. No, I wish there was some. I wish there were some audio clips of him.
Yeah.
He was a remarkable man.
We have some newsreel audio, I think, though, from the time. I don't think it's from GN, but let's take a listen.
In 1925, biology teacher John Scopes spiraled to fame in the legal battle that became known as the Monkey Trial. Whether a man was descended from the monkey or just making a monkey out of man was fought in a courtroom that challenged the truth of
and
the
these are newsreels that aired in the movie theaters, for those of you who don't know, but yes.
There actually is. There's an actual silent film clip of William Jennings Bryan and Clarence Darrow.
Wow.
And they moved the trial outside the courtroom. That, by the way, Dave, that courtroom is still in use today for the Ray County
that's
Court.
Cool.
And they moved the trial out for two reasons. One, it was hot, just hotter than blazes. Number two, I read this just recently, the judge was afraid that the floor would collapse. It's on the second floor
wow.
of the building, and there were
so many people there.
In that room,
wow.
which only added to the heat.
Sure.
They said, all right, we're moving this outside.
That's wild.
And every year they have a reenactment of the trial down there.
That's awesome.
As a community
I like that.
Play.
I like that. I like when people do that. That's
mm-hmm.
cool. 1934, outside Chicago's Biograph Theater, Public Enemy Number 1, John Dillinger is mortally wounded by FBI agents, of course. 1935, first broadcast of Gangbusters on NBC Radio and CBS in the last 2 years, aired brand new right here on WGN as part of Mutual, like
I wonder,
said.
Roger, did you guys ever do a Gangbusters show on your seniors play? I haven't done Gangbusters.
Not yet.
Just wondering. That was a cool show.
It was a cool show. 1938, instant coffee was introduced. And here's one of the earliest commercials done for television with Lucy and Desi.
It's time to tell everybody about the hearty coffee that you can drink as strong as you like. Instant Sanka.
Oh, well, now remember, dear, these Instant Sanka commercials only show close-ups of hands.
Why do you think I had 3 manicures today?
Oh, you're out.
Desi got some manicures.
Are you interested in a two-fisted cup of coffee? Then come closer. You want instant Sanka coffee. It's all coffee.
There you go. 1944, the Democratic Convention opened in Chicago. U.S. President FDR nominated for an unprecedented fourth term. Of course, here in Chicago. 1961, the first in-flight movie shown on TWA. It was By Love Possessed with Lana Turner and Jason Robards, George Hamilton and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Well, there's a lineup for you.
Yeah, look at that. Look
1961?
1961.
I wonder how they did that.
Yeah.
To show a movie, you know.
Projector of some sort?
Well, I you know what? It might have been, Dave, just a screen in the front of the room rather than what we see today built into the seats.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
They got a Bell and Howell 16-millimeter movie projector.
Yeah, how convenient is that watching it now? We just flew to D.C. and with a 5-year-old, 11-year-old,
great
and so
pictures,
forth.
By the way.
Thank you
for posting.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. But I'll tell you, it entertains everybody. There's something for everyone, and it's all your own private system. I love it now on the planes.
Mm-hmm.
1969.
That's when the headphones work.
That's right. Yeah, right. 1969, Apollo 11 goes into moon orbit. Do we have some audio on that? Let's take a listen.
All its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here.
That's just amazing to me.
Almost 50 years ago.
Yeah, almost 50
That's
years
what's amazing
ago.
To
yeah,
me, too.
Yeah, that's the last time we've done that. And
no, this wasn't the last time we did it. We went back several times.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Last thing, 1973, we'll play this real quick. The game show Match Game debuted. It's 1970s version. It soon became the number one rated daytime television program. Let's play a Dumb Dora.
Dumb Dora is really dumb.
How dumb?
She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl in class with blank.
You don't play.
I
don't play.
It's not going to be good.
Dumb Dora's really dumb, Kimberlyn. She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl in class with blank.
Gray hair.
Gray hair.
That's not bad.
Being generous.
Yeah, she is being generous. You know Charles Nelson Reilly's going to put boobs on there.
Too smart for the room.
It's a good answer, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Right here.
Uh-huh.
Brett Summers.
You're very medical today with a hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Shouldn't allow Dick Martin anywhere.
She's the only girl in class with...
Oh, it's me. I'm sorry.
You.
Maternity dress.
Bill Daley. Oh, that's awful.
A good response.
It is?
Is
yes.
Nobody going to say what I think they are?
You no doubt have a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, it's fair. Grandchildren.
That's
grandchildren. Oh, that was too clean, Dave, for Match Game.
Yes.
All right, we'll be